The pasuk says that on Shemitah, when a person's not planting and not collecting the harvest, so he might tell himself, what am I going to eat that year? So Hashem says, I'll bless the land of Israel, and you'll have so much food on the previous year that you won't need the food of the seventh year. Rav Chalap says something phenomenal, and I said differently in class earlier this week, so pay attention to what Rav Chalap is saying. He says, you could have imported food from Chutz Laretz. The Torah says people will ask, what are we going to eat on that seventh year? So the Torah could have said, import the food from Chutz Laretz. What's the problem? You have neighbors. There's Jordan, there's Syria, there's Lebanon. Okay, Lebanon's probably part of Israel, part of Lebanon's part of Israel, part of Jordan, maybe all of Jordan. Fine, so you'll go further. You'll go to Egypt. Big deal. You'll import. The Torah doesn't say that. It says Rav Chalap, one of the great aspects of the land of Israel is that Israel does not need Chutz Laretz at all. Hashem says, I blessed you. I gave you a land filled with blessings. You just have to look within the land and you will find everything you need. You won't need anything outside the land. That's from the blessings of the land of Israel. And that's why when the Torah says, you'll ask yourself, what am I going to do on the seventh year? The Torah's answer is, you'll find blessings in the land before the seventh year so that you'll be just fine on the seventh year. The Torah does not entertain the thought, go to Chutz Laretz and get what you need, because you don't need it. The Torah is telling you when you do it right, you'll have what you need from the land. You won't need Chutz Laretz. Yes?
Is